This is Wade Rath with the Daily Voice of People News Bulletin. A report by the Oakland, California-based Ella Baker Center for Human Rights, Forward Together, and more than a dozen community and civil rights organizations that work with incarcerated people found that costs associated with prison, like traveling for prison visits, had pushed more than one-third of the families into debt. Over the course of nearly a year, the National Fair Housing Alliance reports black and white testers posing as home buyers had drastically different experiences when they contacted a real estate company near Jackson, Mississippi. Agents often declined to show properties to black customers who were better qualified than whites, with higher incomes, better credit scores, and more savings for down payments. Meanwhile, white testers who had expressed interest in properties in a majority black city of Jackson were steered into majority white communities elsewhere. These problems are not limited to the South. Indeed, other Alliance investigations covering a dozen metropolitan areas, including Atlanta, Austin, Birmingham, Chicago, Dayton, Detroit, New York, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, San Antonio, and the District of Columbia, suggest that housing market discrimination is universal. Big issue in the Ontario Federation of Labor in Canada involves charges and countercharges over security cameras found in exit signs in a building owned by the Labor body. Controversy is fueling a political labor election in the Toronto-based body. Department of Education calculated the percentage of students at each college who earn more than $25,000 per year, which is about what high school graduates earn. At hundreds of colleges, less than half of students met this threshold 10 years after enrolling. The list includes a raft of barber academies, cosmetology schools, and for-profit colleges that often leave students with few job prospects and mountains of debt. But some more well-known institutions weren't far behind. At Bennington College in Vermont, over 48% of former students were earning less than $25,000 per year. A quarter were earning less than $10,600 per year. At Bard College in New York, the median annual earnings were only $35,700. Results at the University of New Mexico were almost exactly the same. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.